From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For the 10th day of April 2013, I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers today, mainly after 3 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 64 degrees. There will be northwest winds at around 7 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation today is 30%. Tonight, rain is also likely. It will be cloudy with a low around 44 degrees. I'll give you the full week's weather report in a moment, but first, here's what's in the local news. The public comment period has been extended on the utility merger. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that the public comment portion of the proposed acquisition of CH Energy Group by Fortis Incorporated has been extended following pressure by State Senator Cecilia Kacik and others. CH Energy is the parent company of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation. Fortis owns utility companies in Canada and the Caribbean and currently serves more than 2 million customers. Kacik is calling for more transparency around the sale. In a prepared statement, she wrote, and I quote, "The Public Service Commission is supposed to be a watchdog protecting consumers. Hudson Valley families and businesses are already paying outrageously high utility bills, and they need reassurances that this proposed sale will not increase energy costs," unquote. The $1.5 billion merger has already been approved by the CH Energy shareholders, the Federal Energy Regulation Commission, the Department of Justice, and the Security and Exchange Commission. The Public Service Commission extended the comment period by 45 days as of April 1st. Two additional hearings have been scheduled at the Civic Center Plaza in Poughkeepsie on April 17th and at the Kingston Town Hall on April 18th. You can read that full story in today's Daily Mail. Over in Greene County, officials are seeking the return of cell surcharges. W.T. Eckert is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County officials are calling for the state officials to allocate funds collected from wireless fees back to the counties to support 911 and public safety communication. The state now imposes a $1.20 public safety surcharge per month on all cell phones. Although the original intent was for the surcharge to be used for 911 operations and to help first responders communicate and respond to emergencies, a very small portion is now allocated to the county for that purpose. Greene County's Public Safety Committee Chairman William Lawrence said the funds could be used for emergency equipment, personal training, and continuing education. The matter will be considered by the full legislature at the next meeting on April 17th. You can read that full story in today's Daily Mail. And finally, there's good news for Columbia County Farms, and it comes in the form of a $5.1 million program. Nathan Mayberg reports in the Register Star that farms in Livingston, Stuyvesant, Taconic, and Red Hook will now be protected with more than $5 million in recently secured funds. The money will be provided by the Federal Farm and Ranch Lands Protection Program and the nonprofit organization Scenic Hudson, along with funds from Dutchess County, the town of Red Hook, and the Columbia Land Conservancy. The funds will be used to purchase easements at 7 farms to protect the farmland's character and prevent properties from being subdivided or sold to developers for other commercial purposes. According to Scenic Hudson President Ned Sullivan, each farmer can decide what to do with the money. U.S. Representative Chris Gibson worked to help secure more than $2 million in federal funds for the easement purchases through the Federal Farm and Ranch Land Protection Program. You can find that full story in today's Register Star. We'll have continued likely rain throughout the week right up until Saturday. The National Weather Service has predicted showers for today with a high near 64 and tonight with a low around 44. For Thursday, a chance of rain again, cloudy with a high near 47. Thursday night, more rain likely with a low around 39. Rain again on Friday with a high near 49 degrees. And Friday night, a chance of showers mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 36. But there's a promise of sunshine for the weekend. Saturday's forecast is for partly sunny skies with a high near 56 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 35. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 35. And for back to work Monday, partly sunny with a high near 62 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 6:20 a.m. and will set at 7:32 p.m. The total length of the day today, 13 hours and 11 minutes. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 10th day of April, 2013. I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.